Hello, everybody, and welcome to a joint podcast in baseball.
Yes.
That I think is really good, and I like mine, and I think Derek's is really good, and Derek calls his the best podcast in baseball, but, you know, then I got into podcasting, and I really like my podcast, but I don't call it the best podcast. But if I was going to rank them, I really like my podcast.
No, and you should. It's really good, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Thank you, Derek.
Every day, every weekday this season.
It's a lot of fun.
And so what we're doing here is we're going to do, I know we're kind of having some banter here, but we're going to do a crossover, as we call it. I've been able to do that with Chris Raby and C. Trent Rosecrans, and where we have the podcast in both places.
Excellent.
So this will appear on Scoops with Danny Mac.
Yes, sir.
And also the best podcast in baseball.
Awesome.
With an asterisk, apparently.
No. I had to give you trouble about it. Come on, man.
I'm good with that.
So this will be on the Post-Dispatch website and on my website. So I'm looking forward to this.
Excellent. And we're going to argue as to who drives it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, you only have like a million people that go to your website. I got my mom. That's cool.
That's not true.
No,
we have a substantial following.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. I'm coming up on 1 year of doing my website, which has been a labor of love, and I really enjoy it. It's been fun.
And I think we have some news to get to.
Yeah.
As we arm wrestle as to who's going to drive this show.
Yes.
We do
you're the leader of this show. This is your deal.
We do know the topic that will drive this show.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt signs, or agrees to, is about to sign the largest deal in Cardinal history. They've offered larger ones. They've tried to take on larger ones, but they've never completed a deal this big, surpassing Matt Holliday's $120 million deal from 2010, January. So it's been a long time. He'll also be the highest paid Cardinal in 2020, which is be the first year of this extension. It takes it through 2024. Dan, I mean, this was definitely, to borrow a phrase from Scott Boras, a submarine race. This was below the surface. And the Cardinals had not hid the fact that they expected, they even wanted to take him to St. Louis to show him what that was like, to give him a chance. I was told over and over, they wanted his family to know what it was like to live there. They wanted him to get a sense of what 40,000 fans in the stands every day was like. And they wanted to not, you know, somebody told me they didn't want to shove an extension at him. What do you think changed?
I've been trying to wrestle with that since I heard the news, and you came running to me and you said, I was like, what? Remember that after the game yesterday? I was floored. I did not hear any rumblings about this. And usually I get a heads up from a couple of different sources, and I didn't, this really, you know, not to sound corny here in baseball terms, this came from left field for me. I didn't see this coming. I thought they would have him experience opening day, and really experience the first road trip. There's going to be so much bonding, if you will, on that trip because it's such a long trip with so many off days and nights. I think he got really comfortable, and I don't want to speak for him. We'll find out more today and tomorrow, but I would think, and I'd heard, he had gotten really comfortable with various teammates. I think that the culture of the Cardinals is one that fits his personality from what I'm told.
Yeah.
He's very businesslike. It's been a very businesslike camp. And I just think that is something that would agree with his personality. I know you're around a lot of the guys. I am too. And talking with people that are behind the scenes privately, he seemed to click from day one when he got here. Now, I've watched him a lot. He is as businesslike as any player in this camp. I mean, there is not a guy that's more businesslike, Derek, in this camp. I can't think of one. I mean, we got a lot of guys at work. Like, Bader comes to mind.
Yeah.
That guy works, man. And there's others that just work. But this guy really works.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baseball guy. I think the best way it was told to me in describing him, they said he's Chris Carpenter without quite the total edge of Chris Carpenter. And I thought that was interesting. Hmm. And so, you know, it seems to be the perfect fit, the perfect marriage. And I've started to think fast forward on various things. One that came to mind for me of Goldschmidt being at first base when Albert Pujols arrives in St. Louis. I don't know why I was thinking about that, but that was supposed to be Albert Pujols' homecoming, and it will be,
mm-hmm.
but you know, this is the guy that's going to be beloved. And he will be beloved in St. Louis.
How long is that ovation going to be?
It's going to be incredible.
For his first home at bat.
It's going to be nuts.
I mean, it's the difference between...
It's going to be nuts.
Like, hey, help us recruit this guy applause to, hey,
welcome to the family.
Yeah, welcome to... That's a good way to put it.
Welcome to the family.
I think you're already working on your call.
And maybe so. Well, no, I hadn't even thought about that, but I might use that. And I don't do scripted calls, but I...
It's going to be remarkable. Were you there in Minnesota the day Joe Mauer, the Cardinals did the soft opening of Target Field?
And I was there, yeah.
That's one of the more remarkable moments that you know is going to come.
Yeah.
And it's still remarkable moment that I've been present for. It's not number one. I mean, number one was Mariano Rivera at the All-Star
right.
game. That was pretty special. But Joe Mauer coming to the plate after he signed is an extension that makes him a twin for life.
Right.
Granted, in his hometown, so that's part of it. But the ovation he received it didn't end.
This is going to be...
And it's going to be more.
It's going to be huge. He just fits the Cardinal way, brand, all that stuff.
Yeah, a lot.
And
as a player, he's like Scott Rolen.
No question.
As a personality, you know...
Kind of holiday. Yeah. And he's very... very charitable too, quietly,
yeah.
And so he'll fit in that way.
Yeah.
I just think he's the perfect fit for the Cardinals, and he'll retire a Cardinal more than likely.
Probably.
And, you know, they went out and got their guy, and they just seem to know, you know, as you know, Derek, so well, guys talk, agents talk, and they all know kind of the personalities. They all know the personalities of the teams, the cities, the agents, the GMs, the president of baseball operations, the owners, all that lined up.
Something special to baseball.
Right, and they all lined up that said, Goldschmidt, St. Louis, marriage, perfect, money, boom, done.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks.
Yeah. Pretty remarkable how it came about. I'm eager to get a chance to talk to
him. Did you have any inkling this was coming? I'm curious.
No, and, you know, not until, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm kind of retracing in hindsight. So our cover story for the season preview is Goldschmidt, but it's also like the notion that, you know, 1 year with him, 1 year with Ozuna, 1 year with Waka.
All in, right?
All the emphasis
right.
that put on this thing, and I spent a lot of time talking with people, A, about the Goldschmidt deal, and B, about just his presence in the clubhouse. And a lot of those stories are not just in the clubhouse, but on the field. Like, I was told things, a couple of stories that are in there are things that he's done on the field quietly
right.
to rescue young players
right.
from bad games. Like,
sure.
like these things in spring training games where a young player is seeing an inning come undone, and all of a sudden Paul Goldschmidt pulls him out of it.
Yeah.
Just little small things like that. You know, the tips that he's given relievers who spend so little time with him, and the help he's given them, you know, just little things like that. And so I was trying to retrace, like, gosh, I've spent a lot of time talking to these people, and they did, I think there are two parts. One, Goldschmidt has told us, and he told me again, you know, that this is going to be done in private, and he's not going to talk about it. And they were true. My understanding is the number of people, and I kind of learned this yesterday as I tried to report it, the number of people who were aware of what was going on was minuscule.
Yeah, I bet. He kept it tight, I bet.
Yeah,
sure.
It was really tight. And it had to be maybe three or less with the car, or three probably.
Probably
the
Mr.
Cardinals.
DeWitt, Mo, and Gersh. And
that's it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me at all. They've had ones before where it was Mo and Mr. DeWitt, and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Who knew? And then, of course, the player. and his agent.
Sure.
You know, you think back to Wainwright. That was one where it was the circle was really small. This one seemed to be the same. And I was trying to think through, and you know, it was not too long ago, maybe a week ago, where I was asking about it, and again they were telling me the timing, just, you know, they thought that the timing was going to be after he experienced St. Louis, after they got their feet on the ground there, after the family had been there a little while. So I don't know if something changed radically in the last week. We saw extension happy season. We've seen baseball do it.
I was wondering if you had any indication, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah.
did something happen with him, or was it baseball extension?
I would like clarity on that.
You know, did he say, let's do it, or did the Cardinals approach?
I do know that it accelerated in the last week.
Okay.
Now, if it accelerated in the last week, educated guess, he is the one
that
pushed that.
Yeah.
Because the Cardinals were very clear. I mean, if they were clear with their comments, you know, minimal that they were, and he was clear on what was going on, like if neither side was trying to mislead me, you know, and then the people I talk to, I don't usually. Then it seems like it ramped up in the last week.
And sometimes, as you know, those things, if a player says to the club, mm-hmm. Hey, I'd like to start talking about an extension, mm-hmm. many times those happen very quickly because the framework from the club's perspective is already in place. I mean,
they
already know what it's going to be. So they're just waiting for the player to come to them. And from the player's perspective, they know what it probably will be, and they're going to shoot a little higher, and then the negotiation starts.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So this is there are two elements to this. One, when the trade happened, I was told by people with from the Arizona viewpoint, and then kind of tracked it down from the Cardinals viewpoint. When they made the trade, there was a thought, you know, from Arizona and in baseball that the Cardinals already knew what it was going to take to get him.
Yeah.
That they had a real distinct, because the sense was they were pushing so hard for this trade that there was a sense, or that there was a feel like, wait a minute, they think that, you know, oh no, we don't need the window to negotiate, you know, or, you know, it's okay, we'll make the trade without the window to negotiate. You know, you think back to some of these big player deals, and there's usually a window, right? Either there's a long-term contract or there's usually a window. You look back to like Roy Halladay as an example. Right? He had 1 year remaining on his deal when he was traded to the Phillies. That deal doesn't happen if he doesn't sign an extension first during a negotiating window. The Cardinals were cool. They're like, hey, you know, they had an idea.
Right.
So the thought was that they had an inkling. And I wrote about this today, you know, in working on this cover story, I asked Goldschmidt, I said, hey, you know, you got two young kids, age 3 and 1. I said, their first memories are likely going to be of you in a Cardinal uniform, certainly your son, Jacob, who's 3. And he goes, well, you know, he'll remember Arizona. I'm like, yeah, but he's really, these are going to be the photos. He's 3 going on 4 while his daddy is a Cardinal. You know, these are the ones that he's going to remember. I go, have you thought about that? And he, you know, he kind of paused and, you know, and talk through like this notion of seeing the older players when he was a young guy bring their kids around the Arizona Diamondbacks and having them there, and that was something that he always wanted to do. And here he has done that a lot. And Schilt has been, let's get a bounce house. And I know it's a small thing, but I mean, Paul Goldschmidt was out playing catch in his full uniform with his kid after a game. Andrew Miller has kids about Paul Goldschmidt's age.
It's a big deal.
They've become fast friends. They have the connection through the World Baseball Classic.
That's right.
But they didn't know each other like this. They got young boys, young kids who are playing together, bounce housing together.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Paul didn't say it because, you know, Paul was respectful of where he came from, and he's also, you know, he's just aware that, like, he doesn't want to say, you know, pit franchises against each other. But he did say that he goes, you cannot miss what is going on here and just the whole environment. And I wonder if maybe the Cardinals' recruitment process worked a little faster than they expected because it was organic. You know, like you said, he caught on with players.
Carpenter.
Andrew Miller, some of the young pitchers he has worked with. Kisner, you know, I mean, he has caught on with some of these guys. Paul DeYoung, you know, and I that stuff is not, I mean, the Cardinals aren't going to go. I did talk to Paul DeYoung at the beginning, very beginning, the day Paul Goldschmidt showed up at camp. I asked him, what part do you guys play in keeping him around? And Paul was like, look, we want him to be here. He goes, I don't know how many times we could say that. I don't know how often we tell him that.
Right.
He goes, mainly, probably our biggest part is just saying, here's what's possible here.
Right.
And I think they probably did a really good job of that and didn't script a word of it.
I talked to Paul after I saw you, and I said, hey, have you heard anything about this? He said, I don't get caught up in that, but let me just say this. Let's hope it happens.
Oh, really? Yeah, Paul DeYoung. Yeah.
Paul's such a good guy, and so respectful of the process of other players, as you well know. I think what it does too, when you start breaking down what's happening now, think about what's happening with this team, taking a big kind of the big view of where you're at with the franchise. This team's locked up.
Yeah,
I mean, now you know where you look at it is left field. I mean, left field.
But even that has options.
Right. I mean, I tell you what, Derek. I mean, they have built this thing now, and the contracts are staggered as well. I mean, that's the other thing, for the most part, staggered. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in a good position, and this is the one position they wanted to lock up and get that middle of the order bat, and they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge signing on many, many fronts, too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there is some flexibility. I mean, they can do something at third base.
Correct.
And move Matt Carpenter to left field if they want to.
Right.
That's possible. You know, his contract is technically up at the end of this season. It has an option. Michael Wacha is a free agent at the end of this season. Marcell Ozuna is a free agent at the end of this season. They could do something in left or center field, depending on the performance this season. That's something Bader has to continue to earn, and you know, and if he does, if he goes out and has a strong season, then next spring we're talking about his extension possibly. I mean, that's what he's playing towards. He's that young
right.
kind of player. You know, it'll be really interesting a year from now.
Hicks and Flaherty and those
Hicks
guys.
And Flaherty.
Yep.
You know, Hicks and Flaherty are going to be fascinating in the new world, where Blake Snell signs a $50 million deal before arbitration. If you're going to put dollars on who is the next pitcher to get a deal that will set a record for somebody who's not arbitration eligible, there are two in the Cardinals clubhouse, you know, Flaherty being top, and then we'll see what Hicks does.
Sure.
I mean, arbitration still pays saves. The free agent market doesn't necessarily pay for saves, Craig Kimbrell says.
Yeah.
But, you know, but arbitration still pays saves. So if Hicks has saves, you know, you're looking at a pretty significant deal there. I don't know if it's be Snell, but it's a significant deal. So it gets interesting. But, you know, Goldschmidt solves so much of what the Cardinals were looking to do and haven't been able to do since Albert left.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com.
This is your show.
No, it's been a great show.
This is your. You got to wrap it up then if you had to wrap it up,
right.
Or where you want to go.
No, I just want to say thank you for having me on. I'll be on weekdays on Scoops with Danny Mack.
Wait a minute, people you said where you can thanks find for it. Having me on, but yet this is kind of your show, though.
No, I said thanks for having me on Scoops.
Oh, I
right.
didn't.
Weekdays.
I interrupted you. Yeah, no, thank you. Okay. No, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well,
it's been a pleasure.
That'll continue on through the season. It's been
yes, it will.
It's been a highlight of spring. And, you know, where can people find that?
ScoopsWithDannyMack.com.
And on Twitter, you are?
At DannyMackTV.
So both of those places is where you can find our weekday chats.
Because those are fun. I enjoy those.
I worry about overexposure, Dan, for me.
For you.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're all over the place.
I know. I worry about that.
You shouldn't.
People get tired of
I don't think so. I think you do a hell of a job. I really do.
They have Gould fatigue.
No, you dig. You got info. It's kind of like Wall Street, man. You know, like the first Wall Street. Second Wall Street was okay. I liked it, but
I
first
the
Wall
soundtrack.
I did too.
Yeah.
But it's Michael Douglas. Get me information, pal.
Yeah.
People want info, baby.
It's also a reference to the phone that I still use, which makes reporting kind of difficult. The big old chunky phone.
Well, I would say this.
I need to upgrade to a smartphone.
It's either that or have
get text messages.
Let's get Roger Hensley to upgrade that thing, man.
No, I'm good. I'm on my own with the phone. I'm good.
Well, Roger, if you're listening, let's upgrade that thing, baby.
I wish we had like Talking Heads lyric or like song for the podcast. That'd be great. Wall Street had a really good song. So, Dan, thank you very much. You can find the best podcast in baseball and Scoops with Danny Mac wherever you get podcasts, correct?
That's right. Yeah, and just download that.
Just download it. You can find the best podcast in baseball with an asterisk on iTunes.
I love that.
We're duking it out on iTunes, where you can listen to individual episodes, download individual episodes. Gosh, dog. Download individual episodes. I'm really nervous in front of you, man. You're the
Why?
TV voice. I feel
like
I'm
just
a
big responsibility.
I feel like I'm just like a newspaper.
I want to start doing these on your shows.
I would like to. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
You can find the best podcast in baseball, asterisk, with on iTunes, where you can listen to individual episodes, download individual episodes. You can rate and review it, and of course, subscribe. It's the subscriptions that make sponsorships possible, as Dan knows.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have a sponsor for the 2019 season of the best podcast in baseball, asterisk. You can also find it with all of the constant Cardinal coverage at stltoday.com. There is a wide galaxy of coverage there. Tons of stories about Paul Goldschmidt's extension, tons of stories coming about Paul Goldschmidt's extension. And this weekend, the 2019 Major League Baseball preview section with Paul Goldschmidt on the cover. Almost like we planned it, because we kind of did. And there's a big story in there about the Cardinals' pursuit of him that includes John Mozeliak's dramatic readings of his text messages to Mike Hazen, trying to get that deal done, and you will enjoy those, as well as Rick Hummel's scouting reports of all the positions with the Cardinals, Ben Fredrickson on Dexter Fowler, and Benjamin Hockman on the season at large, and the headline says, win now. Are you going to tell me how I mispronounce your name?
You say Flynn. It's Dan McLaughlin.
Dan McLaughlin.
Dan McLaughlin.
Didn't I say it right?
You always say Dan McLaughlin.
Dan McLaughlin. I thought I said it right.
Dan McLaughlin.
It sounds right when I say it. Am I saying it wrong? Dan McLaughlin.
There you go.
That sounds like I'm saying it right.
Well, you did there. Yeah.
Dan McLaughlin. For there Dan McLaughlin.
There you go.
Pride of Fox Sports Midwest and Mr. Everything Around St. Louis. I'm St. Louis Post-Dispatch baseball writer Derek Gould. This has been the best podcast in baseball, asterisk, and Scoops with Danny Mac.